Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time, you ask, we answer questions from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line.
Ask Me Anything, sponsored by Busch Auto Group. Shop a wide selection of Nissans, Infinities, and over 200 pre-owned vehicles at BushAutoGroup.com.
All right, James, what do inquiring minds want to know today?
All right, let's start. I don't know why anyone wants to know, but Joe, we do have a question from the text line. How'd your golf round go? Did you break 100?
I did not. I shot a 107. I'm more encouraged than discouraged.
That's not even close.
Well, 107 and you're encouraged?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Okay.
I putt it. Yeah, really
putted.
Bad. I putt it really bad.
What was it? What would your other option be for past tense of putt?
I putt.
Oh. So.
I putt bad.
I don't know.
I drove the ball well. My approach shots were decent.
That does seem reason to be encouraged. If you drove it straight.
I did. And pretty
that's
far.
Huge.
I only had one flub off the tee. Like I was encouraged with my performance yesterday, but I got to put it all together. I'm like the Sixers. You got to put it all together. Can't give me a good quarter, a good half. Got to put it all together tonight.
Have you ever been a good putter?
Well, I've had days where I've had
luck.
Great days. Like
most
rounds you're gonna have a bunch of putts between 7 to 10 feet. That's just kind of the way it goes. You get the ball sort of near, and I just struggled on them yesterday. You know, I only made one of them, and I had a lot of three putts. It wasn't good.
All right, let's Jack the Mike on Twitter asks, if you had the ability to find out when, where, and how you are going to die, would you want to know?
No.
Why or why not?
Absolutely.
It's
no.
Horrible.
I think it's a no too.
But do you have the ability to possibly change?
No, I think it's implied that you just know when, where, and how.
That would really change the outlook of my whole life.
I mean, it would just hang over you, right?
Yeah,
I don't think I'd ever be able to, like, look past that.
Yeah,
like,
me neither.
It would be a constant drain, a constant weight. I would worry nonstop.
Horrible.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
horrible.
I can't do it.
No,
now, there is the flip side. If you find out you're going to live to 150 or something, right, then it's like, isn't that... so much time. No, then you're like, wow, I got all this time, and
I'll
it gives you a whole new, a different. It could have a good perspective.
Yeah, it also make you work longer because now you got to save more money for a 75 year retirement.
Oh man!
So you know now you're making me work longer. Thanks, James.
Wow. All right,
let's do a couple.
Real
more.
Dour way to look at it.
Yeah.
All right, we had multiple people on the text line ask for this. Joe, what's in your to-do list book today?
Oh boy!
Oh, this thing again.
Oh, you got it. You got a new notebook.
Yeah. Oh, this is my new year. Yeah. So I went through this.
It's got the year.
Couple
goes
weeks
through,
ago.
Yeah.
In
full
a
one of those each year. Huh?
So here's
the
today.
2024
oh,
sticker.
And here's tomorrow. All right. So today I won't go through it all because it'd take too long. What do I have on the list? Because I have a lot today. So obviously Sixers game tonight, Phillies game tonight. We know that. Take my mom to a doctor's appointment this afternoon. My big thing prior to that, I've got to email a publisher because I'm getting closer.
My big thing is I have to send an email.
No, I do. No, no, James, this is a big thing. I am submitting content from my book to find out if a publisher wants to publish my book.
Wait, so you actually are writing this. How did I not know that you
I've written a book.
Yeah, we know about it.
Well, she might have
brought
been
this
here.
Up on the air before.
Yeah, I'm writing a book. I don't disclose what it's about.
Okay.
I don't want anyone to steal the idea. It will theft me. But I'm getting near the point where, like, maybe this thing will be real. So, that and a couple. I don't know. I got other stuff. You know what I got to cross off my list? I'm going to do it right now live on the air, James.
Oh, what a thrill.
No. This relates to the show.
Uh-oh.
Because I always have show stuff in here. Like, I got to connect
get
later
a life.
Today. I
got to
connect with Ruben on scheduling. But I am crossing off right now bring in my Stanley Cup for the Flyers playoffs.
You probably could have crossed that off earlier, whether they made it or
and
not.
And this song, you know? This song right now, it's the last time we will ever play it. And I'm cutting it off. They don't deserve it to be played anymore. That song will never air again on WIP. It sounded cool at the time. They fell flat. They blew it.
All right, one more. Richie, this one's from you from Philly Fanatic. If you go back to the year you turned 16 and live your life over again from that year on exactly the way you lived your life played out, no changes, but you could just go back and live it again, would you stay the same age you are today, content with where life has brought you, or would you go back and do it again?
Who asked these questions?
Philly Fanatic on Twitter.
I absolutely would go back, but wouldn't everyone go back to relive?
No.
Like
no.
16?
No. There are a lot of people for 16 to 40 is a horrible time.
Depends how much good you had or how much bad you had, John.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you were a pro football player.
It was
you had some
an
fun.
Unbelievable journey. My gosh, it does feel like, I don't know, like I'm not one to write books, but it feels like it was a book at times. That's
wow,
for sure.
Look at you.
I'm not.
Look at him gloating about his life.
Putting it into a book.
Yeah.
But there were amazing stories. Like, you tell me, you remind me of stories. When I go back and hang out with teammates, I love just getting all those stories to remind me of how amazing it was.
Well, you've had a pretty damn good life. Now, you've had your struggles. There's a divorce in there, obviously.
Sure.
But you have, for the most part, lived a pretty damn cool American dream kind of life.
Truly.
You have.
I feel very, very fortunate.
You get to have your state championship again.
Yeah.
As a high school senior.
Unbelievable. 15-0 at Cumberland Valley. Yeah. And then I got a chance to be like Midwest and then West Coast.
Yeah.
And I got a chance to be, you know, sort of like see the country as I came back to play for the team I grew up watching.
That's right. And a lot of travel.
It was
you get to travel as an athlete. It's good stuff.
True.
All right,
yeah,
with that,
a
AMA.
Lot of things.
Let's shut it down. All right, big game tonight. Sixers playoffs begin tonight. Let's get to Mike and King of Prussia. Sixers in the Heat. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, my friends. Joe, John, Rhea, and James. How you doing? It's Mike the Fan.
Hi, Mike.
What's up, buddy?
Hey.
Mike, you got to turn that radio off, my man.
You got it. I'm courtside tonight.
Wow. Nice.
Sweet. Yep.
Good for you, man.
It only cost me a couple thousand. I got it. And I'm going to put on a show like they won't believe. I brought my woman. So I got a dancing woman. Great girl, high heel, like whatever high heels. I'm going to take it in with me. I'm going to throw it above my head and dance. I'm going to put it to my ear like it's a phone.
Yeah, just make sure tonight when you're courtside you do more cheering than dancing, because dancing will get you thrown out and cheering could help the Sixers win a game.
Oh, absolutely. I got a shirt that says I had a custom shirt made up, no high performance, low maintenance, no tolerance. That's one of Mike the Fan's sayings.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right, good for you. Strange guy right there.
Make sure you get in Jimmy's ear.
Strange call. 215-592-9494.
Okay.
All right, coming up, Nick Nurse, what he said, his message to the 76ers, they get ready for the playoffs. Elliot at 745, both on Howie and Nick yesterday, also on the Sixers with Elliot. Howie Roseman, the most notable thing that stood out from his press conference yesterday, we will certainly get to that up ahead, and the disaster that was the end of the Flyer season and how it sounded when the city of Philadelphia found out last night that the Flyers were eliminated even before the Flyers game was over last night. All that and more. There's a lot happening. It's all here. Plus a injury in the National League East that could impact the Phils. We'll get to that and more on 94 WIP.
Spring is here, and my to-do list at home is only getting longer, but instead getting stressed out about it, I'm going to get some help by calling the cooling and plumbing experts at Horizon Services for all of the repairs and upgrades my home needs. Solving cooling system breakdowns, leaky pipes, clogged drains, even water heater disasters. They get the job done and get it right the first time. Right now, Horizon will help you get all those home projects checked off by offering spring savings.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, giving away Aerosmith tickets today on the show. You got to give us a four. It's Mike Schmidt hit four home runs on this day back in the 1970s. All right. Sixers tonight. I candidly admit I am pumped. I also candidly admit I am aware that I might be a clown because they might clown me and clown all of us and just, you know, limp their way out of the playoffs like they always do with a whimper. I said it before. I'll say it again. We need Joel Embiid's will to be as great as his skill. His skill is unbelievable. I mean, guys, I don't have to tell you. We've seen Joel, I mean, almost for a decade now. We've seen him for like 7 years or something. He was drafted by the Sixers back in, 2013 or 14, whatever it was. Missed the 2 years. Has played since. He is an all-time skilled player. Come playoff time, he is an all-time low-will player. Now, he's also had bad luck. There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. But you know Jimmy Butler's going to bring it tonight. I need Joel to bring it. Not just the skill, bring the will. There is an opportunity here, not only to win the night, but to go on a serious run because the East is pretty weak. And at the very least, the conference title round is there to be gotten to. So go get there and then take your chance once you get there. Now, Flyers, they missed the playoffs. Let's listen to the sequence last night because it was – I actually put up on Twitter, it was probably – 30 of the strangest damn seconds in the history of the Flyers. I mean, it was – so if you don't know, Flyers needed to win. They needed to win in regulation. You needed ultimately Pittsburgh to lose in regulation, which was a game that was going to be tonight, actually, yesterday, tomorrow. But what you also needed last night during that game is you needed the Detroit Red Wings to lose in regulation. And for a good while, they were down. And they were down by a goal. There's a minute left. There's 50 seconds left. I'm looking at my phone. I move away from my phone because I'm also watching the Flyers game. And then unbeknownst to me at the moment and most of us, because this is how it sounded, when Detroit scored a goal with 3 seconds left that effectively eliminated the Flyers.
Scrambled, face-off, comes back, quick shot.
Scores! 3.3!
David Perron! It's a tie game! David Perron has tied it up! Wow!
All right, I'm going to just assume that's Detroit.
Wow!
That's got to be Detroit radio, right?
If that were a national broadcast, it would be a travesty.
Right.
Yeah.
So, all right, but I didn't know it yet because I'm watching the Flyers game and had moved away from my phone seeing the tick, tick, tick of Detroit. So this is the way it breaks to me and most of us in Philadelphia. If you're watching the Flyers, this is like seconds later, Jim Jackson and Boosh calling the game NBC Sports Philadelphia. You've got a tie Flyers game. Where, maybe they're about to pull the goal, and of course they're going to have to pull them soon, and because you got to win in regulation,
which is a wild thing.
Wild
just to think about that.
This is how basically the news broke to the city of Philadelphia that the Flyers had missed the playoffs.
The Red Wings just scored with 3 seconds to go.
You have got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me.
We'll show it to you eventually, but
oh my goodness.
It's crazy. Horrible. So, look, the Flyers go down in flames. And, again, I am ticked that they traded players at the trade deadline. And the freaking draft picks they get better be good for a damn long time because they had a inside track to make the playoffs and said, okay, nope, let's just take future assets, and then they miss the playoffs in a sport where if you make the playoffs, anything is possible. Anything's possible in that sport. You get to the playoffs, 8 seed, you can do anything you want. 7 seed, whatever. All right, 215-592-9494. John, where are you at on the Sixers tonight? Because you know me, I'm a little bit concerned about Jimmy. I think the Sixers will probably win. But, I mean, I got the Sixers at like a 60-40 tonight. Like, Jimmy Butler is
– oh, come on.
Jimmy Butler
Jimmy
has
Butler
been so much
old.
More
– Jimmy Butler is slowing down. Jimmy Butler, yes, he's a beast. And his mindset is dominant. He is masterful with the mindset. Joel needs to work on his mindset.
Yes, he does.
As you're mentioning, that's his biggest weakness. Tough mental toughness, the willingness to push through.
The whole thing.
But, man, I'm really confident. And you know, this is just the first step. With Jimmy slowing down, Bam Adebayo tonight, the task is monumental, what he's being asked to do. Slow down Joel Embiid. They're going to try to front him. They're going to try to double him. They're going to try to just triple him. They're going to mix it up in whatever way they can to deny him the ball, because as soon as he gets that ball, it's impossible to slow him down.
Well,
it's impossible to keep him off the foul line. It's going to be a Joel night.
Through and the years, teams
I'm
have
so excited to see that.
Teams have defended Joel a little different in the postseason because, you know, players try harder. And so you do get more double teams, and Joel's got to pass that. Look, when he passes, Kelly Oubre's got to make his shots. And Buddy Hield's got to make his shots. I mean, they got to make their shots. They got to make a lot of them.
And they're licking their chops because they know they can. And it's just, it feels different.
So let me ask you.
You got guys who want that, the excitement of that responsibility for taking that shot.
Quick Buddy Hield question, because I haven't followed every twist and turn of his career. Has he played a meaningful game since Villanova beat him by 50 points in the Final Four?
No.
I
don't think so.
He's been on scrub teams, right?
Yeah, he's been on scrub teams.
Like his whole career, I think.
I think so.
What was he, a king?
Was he in a playing game?
Pelican.
Was he maybe in a playing
you know
game?
What?
But that's my point. I'm saying, like, this is maybe
that
level.
I mean, that's
that
what this is, but this is Philadelphia. This isn't freaking Sacramento. This isn't the freaking Pelicans, all right? This is Philadelphia, dude. Do it tonight. Hield and Oubre. Maxey and Embiid need your help. But make no mistake, Joel, this is primarily on you, my man. This is primarily on you. I need your will to be as great as your skill. And if it is, the Sixers can win a championship. Show us. Let's get to Eric and Cherry Hill, plus a great job by Ranger last night. Eric, good morning, pal.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Eric?
Yeah, I'm going to talk Sixers, but real quick about the Phillies. I'm not ready to, turn the corner yet, but I agree with Joe. Ranger is, like, quickly becoming
– oh, I love him.
One of my favorites. He's just got that swag. Like, he kind of reminds me, not skill wise, but he kind of reminds me of Pedro in his prime. Just like,
cool.
You know
what he is, Eric? He's cool. Matter of fact, Eric, if you would indulge me for one moment, let me just. This is Ranger.
Ranger. Suarez. Cuando tienes ganar un partido, Ranger, the man you want as your amigo.
Of course, that's Joe Conklin from
Strong.
Like, I mean, Eric, he's just cool, and he's effective. I mean, like, he's got to be one of the best third pitchers in baseball. He's got to be.
Yeah, defensively, I mean,
he's tremendous at that.
Yeah. The Sixers, yeah, I'm also with you. You know, I'm cautiously optimistic, but you were talking about, like, skill versus will. The thing about Butler is that, he has the will, but I feel like this season I've seen like a pretty steep drop off.
He's getting older. He is.
So, yeah,
he conserves himself though, to be fair. Like, you know,
I agree with James on that. Let's remember, Eric, they were an 8 seed last year and got to the finals. I think Jimmy Butler is a pick his spots guy. And this is a spot. And by the way, Eric, make no mistake, because he's not a dummy. Jimmy Butler knows what I know. The winner of tonight's game has a great chance to get to the conference title round, and the loser of tonight's game has a great shot to be eliminated in the next week and a half. Like, I really believe whoever wins tonight will be in the conference title game.
Yeah, I can't believe the Knicks are the number 2 seed.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Yeah. Eric, give me an answer here. A notable 4 for the Aerosmith tickets. What do you got?
Yeah, how about Dorothy, Tin Man, Lion, Scarecrow?
Wow, that's a big one right there. To the Wizard of Oz. That's a big foursome. I like that a lot.
Very strong.
Very
so
strong.
Colorful. Just That's Americana right there.
But there is a problem. What is the problem with that foursome?
You got a tiny little fifth?
Correct.
Toto.
Yeah, you can't leave the dog out.
You can't. Yeah. And I'm anti-dog guy.
I know you are.
I'm anti-dog guy.
I'm proud of you for that.
I would never disrespect Toto. And I mean, it's literally five entities going. I was going to say people. Right? Yeah. Five entities going down the road, and I got this guy, our last caller, Eric, calling him a foursome.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful to the dog.
It is.
That dog disrespect right there. 215-592-9494. Speaking of disrespect, Howie Roseman yesterday, a little disrespectful in a moment of the press conference. So most of the press conference, he doesn't say a ton. Right? I mean, you know, we all know the Howie pre-draft press conference thing. He's going to sort of talk in circles. Nick Sirianni even made a crack at one point, John, about how he's running out the clock effectively. Certain amount of time to be up there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a little filibuster action, if you will. But
clever.
But obviously, I think the main thing of things from the past, meaning not looking ahead to the draft, that he's really not going to tell, I'm taking this kid, not that kid. He's not going to say that. But the main thing from the last couple weeks that people wanted to know about was obviously the situation with Hassan Reddick. Like, yo, what happened? Like, why isn't he an Eagle? So let's get to the initial question about Hassan Reddick, how Howie answered that. Then we'll get to the follow-up a little bit later in the press conference. Here's Howie Roseman initially when asked about Hassan Reddick.
First time talking to you since the Hassan Reddick trade, I guess, what went into this, the decision to move on from a player that's still reasonably in their prime, and how hard will it be to make up for that production?
Great player. You know, Hassan had a great 2 years in Philadelphia, obviously. You know, Camden kid, played at Temple, couldn't have been more excited to sign him. So it's bittersweet to lose a player and a person like that. You know, as the offseason went along and we added Bryce, who we're incredibly excited about, brought back Josh, drafted Nolan Smith in the first round. BG came back. We have some young guys at that position who we're excited to develop. You know, and through the conversations with the Jets, we felt like it was a win-win situation, but always hard to get rid of players and people like Hassan.
All right, most of the answer is completely fine, but he slides in near the end, this win-win thing. And so, well, first off, what do I mean, I like Hassan Reddick and I want good for him, but what do I care as an Eagles fan? What's the win for him or the freaking Jets? I'm an Eagles fan. I want the best for the Eagles. I want win for the Eagles. Now, Howie's telling you it is a win for the Eagles. Maybe it will turn out true. Maybe it won't. Obviously, dependent on Bryce Hoff's effectiveness, dependent on what value level player the Eagles get down the road for the draft pick they acquired, how much Hassan Reddick truly has left in the tank. But, you know, I didn't like the win-win thing. But, you know, to Howie's credit, it could ultimately prove true. We'll see. I know this. The better Hassan Reddick plays up there, the worse I'm going to feel down here. Like, if it's a win for the Jets, it don't make me feel good. If it's a win for Hassan Reddick because he gets all his money and he's still a great player, that don't make me feel good.
Don't you think it's possible that that's just throwaway contract lingo?
Well, probably, John.
But talking about dealing with Joe Douglas, a guy that you're familiar with, a guy that we as an organization, and even as a fan base are familiar with.
I'll say, here's what I think happened, John. I think in a press conference in which Howie didn't say much of note, I think he said something there yesterday that Dave Uram, KYW, by the way, he one of our sister stations at WIP, I thought did a great job here in win-win and say, huh, all right, let me ask a follow-up question to that concept. So let's listen to this exchange. I thought Howie was, frankly, out of line with his answer here. And unfortunately, with how he answered, he never really truly answered the question. Was it a perfectly worded question from Uram? Technically, no. The Eagles technically traded for a draft pick. Uram calls it a conditional pick. It's technically not accurate, but it's a draft pick.
But that's the way we all talk.
Yeah, it's the way, like, humans talk.
It's a third that can become a second. That's what we all say.
Correct. It's a draft pick that has a condition that it can move from a 3 to a 2. It's really not that complicated. Howie gets incredibly.
Could have said a draft pick that has conditions.
Correct.
And said, it's like, come on, man. Semantics.
Howie gets incredibly nitpicky here and kind of snarky. And this is the exchange. And unfortunately, this is all we ended up getting on Hassan. So we never really got the answer to. What's the answer? This is the exchange when Uram asked a reasonable follow-up question.
Follow-up on Hassan, you referred to it as bittersweet and a win-win. What do you think the upside is for trading Hassan for the conditional pick a couple of years down the line?
Well, the pick's not conditional. We're getting a pick, so I don't really think I understand the question.
It's a third round from a second-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what do you think the upside is for trading Hassan with a year left in his deal in his prime for the pick that he's got?
Well, I think you're asking a question in a vacuum without all the other factors. So, I mean, if we want to talk about all the factors that go into building the team and the resources that we put into each position, we can do that. But I don't think the question's really fair and accurately describes the transaction.
I mean, John, I'm a Howie guy. You guys know
this was unbelievable.
This was a bad moment for Howie.
Jerky.
Yeah,
it
by the
jerky.
Way.
I think it's his worst answer ever, honestly.
I think so. Well, I can't remember.
I don't know about that.
That I remember. That I remember. Like, I don't remember being a total jerk.
It's not great.
This was, yeah, sure. We want to talk about all the factors that you're laying out there. Like, we would love to talk about all of these things, but you just don't tell us. Those things. We would love those details.
But you know what worries me about
Please
his answer?
Immerse us.
Like, I feel like it shows that maybe he doesn't feel great about it.
Correct.
Because he didn't want to answer it. Like, he got pretty prickly.
It's
pretty
definitely
quickly.
A hot
But
zone.
That worries
it's
me
because definitely...
you want the GM to feel confident in that exchange, and he sure. clearly didn't want to talk about it in depth.
So you wonder if Fangio wanted him gone.
Well, anything's possible. Yeah. I mean, look, it could have been. Look, here's the deal. Howie Roseman's objective yesterday on the Hassan Reddick thing should have been to publicly put it to bed. So, I mean, now, look, in the end, next season will spur further conversation. But part of Howie's mission yesterday entering that is probably to, all right, let me see what I can say that will mollify a fan base that's like, what the hell happened with Hassan Reddick and why isn't an Eagle? Howie did the exact opposite of put it to bed.
Yeah.
He did literally the exact opposite. Rhea, your theory could be Vic Fangio still on the table.
Yeah.
It could be that Hassan Reddick was going to hold out. It could be that Hassan Reddick's demands were too crazy. It could be the Eagles don't think Hassan Reddick's that good anymore. It could be Hassan Reddick was a problem in the locker room. That's what the Eagles think. I have no idea what the answer is. The bottom line is there was an attempt to get answers.
Yeah.
And Howie not only stonewalled it.
A very basic and innocent attempt to get answers. And,
correct.
And Howie really did throw it back
correct.
In his face in an unfair way.
Because, John, you know it was unfair. It was incredibly nitpicky.
Like he's saying, you're asking me something that you've got a lack of information.
Correct.
You're asking a question in a vacuum. Yes, he's trying to address that vacuum and get more information, so he's not
right.
asking from a vacuum.
Totally.
No one has that information but you. Like,
yes.
you know that you're the only
yes.
person that has
totally.
That. There's no possible way we could know the conversation between the Jets and you
Precisely.
And Hassan. Like, it's outrageous.
And, James, look, I would think at some point here in the next couple months we'll have Howie Roseman on the show. I would think that's a likelihood. Probably after the draft, that's certainly my hope. I'll tell you this. I'll be exceedingly specific with exact questions to ask him about Reddick. Now, he may eschew them all and say, I'm not going there. Like, I will ask him, did you think Hassan – okay, hold on. Did Hassan Reddick or his agent tell you that he was going to hold out from mandatory stuff? Yes or no? See what he says. Did you think if he held out that he would have been committed to hold out through games into the regular season? Yes or no? If his answer is no, like, I think he would have played, then why did you trade him? Like, what, and then he'll probably pivot to, well, we believe in the draft compensation. Okay, but let's get there. I mean, but don't be – he was like – look, I like Howie. I want to be clear. I think Howie is a good dude. He's done a great job with the Eagles. He's done an exceptional job with the Eagles. I mean, we are very lucky in Philadelphia to
no
have
doubt.
Howie Roseman as the Eagles GM.
Incredibly
that was
lucky.
A bad moment by him yesterday.
One of the worst.
It was an unnecessary moment, and it was a bad moment.
Yeah.
Petty
moment.
It was
for
petty.
Howie.
It was petty. That's exactly right.
And I don't understand why you would get petty when you're sitting up there in a press conference. Your whole role is to answer questions that scenario.
This is Devin's point. Mm-hmm. There's something in there, and this is what the Eagles continue to do. It's like, let's turn the page. We want to turn the page. We want to feel better.
It doesn't instill confidence.
Something.
And that's all he had to do with his answers was instill confidence that, no, this was the right move. You know, we're going to be fine moving forward. And I feel worse after listening to
100%.
It.
Like,
way
it's
worse.
Something stinks.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. It's like the A.J. Brown thing when he's asked about Jalen. And he gives, like, a couple nice words. And then it's like, yeah, but I'm not going to talk more about Jalen. It's mm-hmm. like, if you give that answer, you do not engender belief that there's no problem there.
Right.
You just don't. When Howie gives that answer yesterday, I walk away like, something ain't right. I don't know what it is. Something ain't right. Let's talk to Ed. Ed, you're on WIP.
Hey, Joe. How you doing? Can you hear me okay?
We got you loud and clear, buddy.
Awesome. hey, listen, you're absolutely wrong about the Flyers, my man.
Okay.
Absolutely wrong. I think they did a great job with that trade. Obviously, they weren't strong enough to get in as it was, and even if they did get into the playoffs.
Well, they were strong enough. I mean, listen, they barely missed it. So, obviously, right. They could have.
Fine. Fair point.
And let's be real, Ed. Probably would have. Probably.
And that's fine. I'll give you that. That's fine. You're right about that. They probably would have. Where would they have gone in the playoffs?
Don't know.
Nowhere.
Don't know.
Ah, come on. Stop it. Stop it.
Look, they're obviously
relying on somebody else. Missed it by them tying the gate.
Ed, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What team was it about 3 years ago that had the greatest record in the history
the
of hockey? The Boston Bruins.
Bruins. Yep.
And they lost in the playoffs in four games in the first round. They had the greatest record of all time. Look, Ed, do I think the Flyers are going to win the Stanley Cup this year? I do not. Do I know that hockey is a sport that lends itself to crazy bounces and anything can happen, and you can't win unless you get... It's sort of like Wayne Gretzky. Gretzky said years ago, what was the line? You miss
100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. The Flyers, like, they kind of, like, didn't take the shot, and then they missed the playoffs on the last game. Like, I hear you, but I need you to hear me, man. That's frustrating. I mean, my 100%. God, they were in a playoff position and traded away at the trade deadline.
And they told us every step of the way to temper our expectations that they were going to do this and that they would be better prepared for the future.
I know.
This was all part of a grand scheme to be better down the line.
But I will say this.
You got to just give them that trust.
But at least when the Sixers traded Michael Carter-Williams all those years ago, when he had just started, you know, they were whatever they were, probably 10 and freaking 35. I mean, this was a team. Anyway,
I say something in Ed's defense really quick? Do you remember when you guys had Jonesy on? I don't think I was in that day.
Yeah.
He came on. It was right before the trade deadline. And you were talking about how the Flyers were exceeding expectations. And he said, yeah, playoffs are great, but we're trying to win a Stanley Cup.
I know.
We're not trying to just make it to the playoffs. I think that's been their whole mentality. And look, the collapse at the end isn't great. But I also think that if the ultimate goal is winning the Stanley Cup, you have to be willing to trade away some talent.
I grant that. But I'll say this. Then, to me, there's now a greater bullseye in the next 3 years because you took away a playoff berth from all of us as fans. Mm-hmm. So, to me, I hear you, Devin. I agree with you. And look, ultimately, if they go out there and have a great future and whoever they got for this guy becomes good, okay. But, like, this morning I'm annoyed. Ed, give me an answer. Give me a four. This is for the Aerosmith tickets.
Sure. Let's go with the 4th of July.
Oh, that's a big one, too.
Nice.
That's a big one.
Big answer.
By the way, got to get an answer from Seltzer here. Kind of went beneath the radar. A lot of topics going on yesterday, Philly sports related. But Ozzy Albies, James.
Oh, yeah.
A broken toe for the outstanding shortstop of the Atlanta Braves.
Second baseman.
And it's the big toe?
I assume so. I don't know.
That's bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are we looking at, James?
I mean, he's one of their best players. I mean,
Ozzy Albies,
he's probably one of the two best second basemen in baseball, Ozzy. It's like him and Marcus Semien, probably the two best in baseball. He's a phenomenal player. It's a big loss.
Give me a month. Give me a month and a half.
I mean, it's his foot. It probably could be about, a month, something like that.
Comes back and he
struggles. Big toe.
I thought it was his big toe, yeah.
Wow.
Hey, if it's
that matters,
not the big
dude.
Toe,
it matters.
It matters less.
Especially
big toe matters a lot more.
Winning the division, and getting games when you can get them.
I know.
Any sort of little burst you can get matters.
No question. All right, 215-592-9494. We were just talking about Howie Roseman. I see on our board here our guy Ruben Amaro calling in. Ruben, good morning, pal.
Good morning, my brethren. I think I know a little bit something about trading away good players.
Oh.
You've had some experience along those lines?
I've got tremendous experience in this area. Now, I don't want to be – I was listening to what you guys were saying about Howie and how he handled that. I mean, it's no secret. Howie and I have a nice relationship, and I do not want to be an apologist for him. That said, I will tell you that there's information about things that happen and reasons why you make these difficult decisions that, frankly, it's not fair to all parties involved to disclose all the information that's associated with some of these decisions that you make. And so it's not necessarily about talent for talent, but there's so many other factors about decisions that you make to do things that, frankly, I don't think the public needs to know. And I know that everybody wants to know why we do all these things or why we make decisions, but sometimes you have to hold, you know, you hold that closer to your vest.
You know, listen, Ruben, I appreciate the perspective, obviously, and it's fascinating what you're saying. What about the approach, and I don't know if this was your thing or not back in the day, of leaking info to message things to the fans through a reporter so you don't have to go on the record yourself, but you get the information to the fans so people at least have an understanding of why you arrived at the decision you arrived at?
Yeah, that's a very interesting concept. And, you know, there were times when I guess that was appropriate, but not all the time. And so, you know, you want to have a level of integrity when you're in those positions,
yeah,
whereby that's not happening all that often. And sometimes it's weird because you don't want to as a fan. I understand this with the fan base. You don't just want to go along with blind faith. You want to be criticized. You want to be scrutinized. But at the same time, there are reasons that sometimes can't get disclosed. And I have no idea what the reasons are in this situation.
Yeah.
But I do know that there are difficult decisions that have to be made sometimes. And sometimes you keep those closer to the vest.
Aren't you prepared for those questions, though, Rube, and answer it? It was the way he answered it. He should have been prepared for that question.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably right, and he's usually very prepared. I mean, you know, Howie. I mean, the guy's a great executive, and he's had a lot of success. Are we all flawed as executives? Sure. But, again, you know, sometimes, you know, we weren't perfect. There were times when I was snarky. I get it. I was kind of a tool sometimes, but I try to be available and honest and open.
You were, Ruben. No, I remember those days.
Hey, Ruben, do you remember any times
perfectly.
Yeah, Ruben, your phone cut out for 1 second there. John, go ahead.
Ruben, do you remember any times like this recent time we saw Howie sort of get a little snippy with a reporter? Do you remember any times that you regret like that where you took it a step too far, where you were a jerk and you regret it to this day?
Yes. Plenty of times. In particular, I think it was once in particular, it was hurtful to the player, was when I had that discussion about Cesar Hernandez, who had been playing very well at second base, and Utley had been hurt. And I said something snarky about, well, you know, he's going to have to, like, earn his place back at second base. That was the stupidest thing I've ever said.
Yeah, because you were saying that about Chase, you mean, right?
Yeah,
that's a mistake for sure. Well, look, I mean, I'll say this, Ruben. I can totally understand how, I mean, without fully being able to understand it, but I can understand from afar, it's got to be incredibly uncomfortable to answer these probing questions. Mm. But to Rhea's point, you know, Howie didn't do well with that one yesterday. And it wasn't even that it wasn't even that probing. It wasn't like, do you think Hassan Reddick's not going to be that good next year? It was
one of the main big things you'd expect to be prepared for.
But I get it, Ruben. You're saying those things are tough moments to deal with sometimes.
They're very difficult moments. Listen, I traded Cliff Lee. That was a sort of a bonehead. And so I had to live with that. I didn't want to trade Cliff Lee.
Did you say sort of a bonehead?
Yeah. I mean, it was a full bonehead. But the reality of it is that sometimes you have to do things and that you don't like to do or don't want to do, and it makes it difficult to sort of rationalize or deal with them. And, you know, just like any other human being, you feel uncomfortable about having to deal with it in the public.
Yeah. Mm. All right, Ruben, great stuff, my man. We'll get you in here again soon, and thanks for the perspective. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's why we love having you on the show, Ruben. It's fascinating. Thanks, pal.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime, guys. And listen, I'm really bummed out about the Flyers, but they had a great run, and I bet they got a great future myself. I just want to drop that.
And, Ruben, one final thing. Can you text Howie and get the real answer on Hassan Reddick and then let us know?
I love it. I love it, boys.
And by, and by the way, while we're at it, why did you trade Cliff Lee?
All right, guys.
We determined
have a nice
it
afternoon.
Was.
We'll do it in studio someday. See you, Ruben.
Thanks, Ruben. Well, he said it was kind of a bonehead. And then he said it was a bonehead.
Full on. Yeah. Full on.
Full
yeah.
on bonehead.
No, that's good stuff. Look, there's always stuff behind the scenes that we don't know about. I remember Charlie Manuel telling me years ago, this was long after he had retired. He got fired. But, he was no longer a manager. And he told me one time, and I wasn't even probing. We were just having a conversation. And he just on his own sort of offered up. He said, you can't imagine how many times in the course of a season you think this player should bat, you know, pinch hit or start that day or whatever, but I have someone else do it because I know the guy that you think should do it is having a bad day, something's going on with his family, you know, like there's something that there could be an injury situation. He's like, you can't fathom how much you don't know that I know as the manager that leads to me making decisions on this guy instead of that guy. And then I'll get criticized, and it is what it is, and people wail away. So, like, again, we still don't know on the Reddick thing. I think the thing about yesterday, John, that was so annoying is, well, there's a lot of – we want to know. It wasn't even that probing of a question.
It wasn't a gotcha question.
It wasn't a gotcha question
no.
at all.
No.
So, but Ruben's point is sometimes you just answer questions in a dumb way, and that's fair. All right, 215-592-9494.
This was in such a way that it almost discouraged further questions along those lines. Like, I hope it doesn't discourage other people from asking.
It won't. This is Philadelphia Sports Media. Philadelphia Sports Media. Okay. The next time, listen, it might not be asked after the draft. Well, like, they draft a kid in the first round. And then Howie does a press conference
well,
that night.
That's part of the problem.
It might, but there will be another chance at some point.
We're looking at months now.
Well, hopefully he's on our show in a couple weeks, and we'll ask him.
I hope so.
What the hell happened with Hassan Reddick?
Right, because right now there's not really a great window of accessibility.
Right.
You know, now
that's right.
He just spoke.
But probably in a couple weeks,
yeah, that'd
you know,
be great
back
we,
at
yeah.
it. All right, let's get to Jack. He's calling from Doylestown. Elliot Sherpark's with us in 5 minutes. Good morning, Jack.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Jack?
Hey, so, Joe, I'm saying a prayer for you today. You know, you got a big day. You're sending an email and taking your mom to an appointment. So,
well done.
I'm trying to get a book published. I'm submitting parts of the book to a publisher. I mean, you know, let me just say.
So pressing send, that takes how much longer
also,
for you?
Can't you just remember it? Like, it's write an email. Got it. Won't
right.
forget that today.
Jack, here's
important
what...
email. Won't forget
it
that.
It was the Sixers
important.
and the Phillies that kind of I was
Jack,
found bizarre.
Jack, here's what Uncle June has to say to all of you.
Where did he get the effrontery?
Don't be coming after me. Right? I share my life. I come in here.
Here I am. I lay myself bare.
I mean, I give you my schedule for today. Don't rip me. All right, hello, Jack. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can schedule emails, too, but that's too future for you. Sixers playing tonight, man. Embiid's going to get his. Butler's going to get his. Everybody else is the key. You know, it's Lowry knowing the Heat. You know, that knowledge might help. But I think Hield and Oubre are going to be open more. They're going to have open looks. I think they'll lock them down, so.
Me too.
Sixers okay.
Jack, I'm with you to an extent, but not fully there. And here's what I object to. The Embiid's going to get his. I don't know that. What I do know is in his career, which has now been six playoff runs so far, Joel Embiid averages significantly less points in playoff games than regular season games. He has to prove to me, the guy that goes out there in the regular season that gets 30, 32, 35 points a game when the playoffs happens will get you 30, 32, 35, and if necessary, 40 points in a playoff game. Go to the nth degree. I saw LeBron James last night. He was one rebound, one assist short of a triple-double. He took a freaking charge by Zion Williamson, who destroyed LeBron. LeBron hung in there for that charge. Like, that's the kind of will I need from Joel tonight and for 2 months. And he's never demonstrated it in the spring. Let's see if he can crank it up. We'll find out.
That's true. The Flyers, you know, nobody had expectations for him this year. Short term, you know, the collapse was horrible. Long term, they're going to be okay. You know, they got some good draft picks. Hopefully they work out. it's nice with having Briere and Keith Jones in there, a different regime. But, you know, if they made the playoffs, they were going to lose first round anyway. So I know you said they can make a run, but this team could make a run.
Well, we'll see. I mean, in the future, we'll see. Jack, give me an answer here for a four.
How about fourth and 26?
Oh, whoa, that's another good one. We're getting really good answers here today. Really, really good answers. Let's get to last night's Phillies game. We certainly don't want to shortchange the reality that they got two games above 500 first time this year, I believe, right? Ranger obviously was the star. He was spectacular. JT, though, he was the one that got him going early.
Here's the 2-2 again. It's blasted up the alley, left center field. On the run, Jones to the wall. It's gone. JT Realmuto with a two-run home run, his third home run of the season, and the Phillies take the early 2-0 lead.
So it was a 2-0 lead at that point, then a 3-0 lead when Bryce Harper had the RBI double. Then, late in the game, and you already felt pretty good about it, but Bryce pretty much salted it away, taking a 3-0 game, making it a 5-0 game.
Kinley kicks the 2-2 pitch, swung on, hit deep, right field, and that is gone. A laser into the lower seats in right field, and Bryce Harper ends his home run drought with a bullet home run to right. 5-0 Phillies.
All right, but in all due respect to JT and Bryce and Marsh with his good defensive play and all that stuff, the night was Rangers night. He was spectacular. It was getting a little iffy there at the end. Was he going to be able to finish the game or not? A couple guys on base, initially only one out with two guys on base. Strikeout for the second out, and then the final out of the inning of the game for a complete game Ranger shutout.
The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball right back at him, and fittingly, Rangers got it. Turns, fires, and it's a shutout for Suarez. 5-0. Phillies win it as Rangers Suarez throws the first complete game shutout of the season by a Phillies pitcher, and just the second of his major league career.
You know, watching that game last night, there was so much going on, the Flyers, the NBA playoffs, the Phillies thing. You know, one of the things there in the ninth was, is Ranger actually going to be able to finish this thing? His pitch count obviously had gotten over 100. Rob Thompson, after the game, said if it wasn't for the out at that moment, that was going to be it. That was his last shot.
So after the eighth, he's at 89. Do you even say anything to him, or is it just kind of like?
I went down and just made sure he was all right. And he was. He's been pretty stress-free 89 pitches. So, you know, I felt.
No, my fault there. That was prior to the ninth. He goes out there, a couple guys on base, and then this was the last batter he was going to face.
I'll take it, Ranger, out at all.
That was his last hitter, as a matter of fact. I mean, complete game shutout. It's important. It's important to the player, but keeping him healthy is important as well. And that would have been his last hitter.
All right, 215-592-9494 to react to everything last night in Philly sports, including just a masterful job by Ranger John. And listen, for all the talk, and I think it's been rightfully so, about the bats being bad, the pitching has been phenomenal.
It has been. And we were warned that Ranger was going to be different and better this year. And we just hadn't had a chance to really see it. He's always struggled to get into our country for spring training, and so he hasn't had as much time in camp. And when we were down there in Clearwater, everyone was saying, man, he is so dialed in this year because he's actually been here, that he didn't have the normal problems. Wait till you see Ranger Suarez. And right now, through four games, he's 3-0, and his ERA is 1.73.
Guys, how about this reality? And, James, I don't know if it's ever happened. Maybe it happened with the four aces. I don't know. We could look it up. You could have three starting pitchers make the All-Star team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could have
you really could.
You have three guys in the top 10 of Cy Young, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
You could have three guys in the top 5 of Cy Young.
Well, let's take a carry
you away. Could have three guys in the top 3 of Cy Young.
Yeah.
You could have three guys in the top 2 of Cy Young. No. All right, it's good stuff. What Wheeler, Nola, and Ranger are doing, obviously
and by the way,
helping
Bryce is starting to get going again.
Last night he did. All right, let's talk more. You know, Howie Roseman, everything he said yesterday at the podium, along with Nick Sirianni, plus the Sixers is tonight. It's Joel Embiid versus Jimmy Butler. We had a poll result yesterday in which 82% of people said they'd rather have Joel tonight than Jimmy tonight. By the way, let's also get to today's Twitter poll questions of the day, both of them brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, the all-new 2024 Chevy Trax. It's arriving daily at Armin Chevrolet. Starts at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Today's poll questions. The first, did the Flyers make a mistake? being a seller instead of a buyer at the trade deadline? A, yes, B, no. Ultimately, of course, that we know they missed the playoffs. Second poll question, who wins tonight? The Sixers or the Heat? All right.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.